From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson citing what he called past ineffective American efforts in Syria. Wednesday outlined a new approach of increased diplomatic action coupled with a military mission that is conditions-based.
We cannot make the same mistakes that were made in 2011 when a premature departure from Iraq allowed al-Qaeda in Iraq to survive and eventually morph into ISIS.
Tillerson said the U.S. must achieve the full and complete defeat of insurgencies like Islamic State and al-Qaeda. Despite domestic public misgivings, he said the U.S. must persist in Syria.
Ungoverned spaces, especially in conflict zones, are breeding grounds for ISIS and other terrorist organizations. The fight against ISIS is not over. There are bands of ISIS fighters who are already beginning to wage an insurgency. We and our allies will hunt them down and kill them or capture them.
He warned withdrawal would embolden the brutal regime of President Bashar al-Assad and provide Iran the opportunity to strengthen its position in Syria. The Washington Institute for Near East Policy's fellow in Arab politics, Andrew Tabler, called it a comprehensive approach.
There's been a lot of speculation. There's ambiguity on U.S.-Syria policy. This seemed to lay it to rest. It was clear, made sense to anyone who follows the conflict.
Meanwhile, Turkey Wednesday warned it would not hesitate to take action unless the U.S. withdraws its support for creation of a Kurdish-led border force. And the U.N. announced a new round of peace talks next week in Vienna. In Nigeria, two Americans and two Canadians have been abducted in the northern state of Kaduna after an ambush in which two policemen were killed. A local police official said the foreigners were helping to set up solar stations at the time of their kidnappings. This is VOA News.